We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Clap your hands properly for Jesus. What a blessing. And remember that there is no spirituality without music. There is no spirituality without music. There's no spirituality without music. A born-again Christian must be into these songs. You must be in your room, sing these songs, worship on your knees with tears in your eyes. I know you're saying you're not the emotional type. You keep saying that. But this morning, it's just before afternoon, we are privileged to be in a good place. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you are in one of the best places to be on a Sunday morning? On a Sunday morning. A beautiful church with good sound, with beautiful gifts ministering, with powerful word. Yeah, in a good place. And I'm happy to announce to you that today God has sent you one of his choicest servants.
Okay.
So yesterday, we were in a meeting and we were telling Bishop that there are categories and there are grades. It's not just like that. Do you understand? The book is there for everybody, but it's not like that. You should know by now. Yes. There are categories and there are grades, but I'm happy to announce to you that God has sent you one of the very, very, very best.
Yes. Yeah. Very best.
Wow. Which is why you cannot afford to be in this service and not take notes, not be in this service and not pay attention to the preaching. You cannot be in this service and be aloof. You cannot be in this service. And if you are here, you have never stood up to say, "Preach, Pastor. Preach. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you are doing.
Come on.
I mean, if you were in a stadium with the best playing, I don't think you would sit down calm with your legs crossed the whole 90 minutes. I'm telling you. So when you are hearing word, that you know that this word, Charlie. Oh, no. So I'm excited for you today because you're about to enjoy something good. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you are ready. I'm not sure if you are ready.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure you are ready?
Yes.
The people on this side, are they ready?
Hey.
The people here, are they ready?
Hey.
If you are ready with Jesus' joy,
yes,
you can clap your hands.
Yes.
You can jump around. Join me and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Okay, come on, make some noise.
shine is a very nice service.
Hey! Come on!
Shine is a very nice service.
Come on!
It's a very nice service.
Yes.
Some 8 months ago, if you came here, you'd have thought this was a cemetery or something. You know? So I am quite surprised that Shine is like this.
Yeah.
So that tells me that your life is also a very exciting life.
Amen. Professor.
So anybody who is not seeing something great come out of your life,
hey,
believe it that by
Professor,
your life will be exciting.
Amen.
Your beloved dozen will be exciting.
Amen.
Your marriage will be exciting.
Amen. Professor.
Your friendship will be exciting.
Hey!
Your smile will be exciting.
Amen. Come on, Professor. Yeah. Hey, Professor. Work it.
This is the right atmosphere I need to preach.
Oh!
The word of God.
Can you clap? Can you shout?
Yeah,
can you jump?
Yeah,
can you
yeah,
run?
Yeah,
can you dance?
A bomb, and you see it lying there. Whatever way it looks like,
hey,
it looks dull. It looks ordinary. You will not believe what can come out of that thing if the right wires are connected. Your life is that bomb.
Amen.
You are about to explode.
Amen.
With blessings.
Amen.
With prosperity.
Amen.
With joy.
Amen.
With spirituality.
Amen.
With fruitfulness.
Amen.
With power.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it. Professor. Come on. Work it. Professor.
So I'm preaching already.
Oh yes. Come on.
It will surprise you. Young man, come on, let me talk to you. Come, you.
Professor.
The white collar. Yes,
Professor.
Come.
Work it. Professor.
Are you a student? Yes. What school? Technical Institute. So tertiary. Is it your first time? This is your church. What do you do in church? part of the media. We don't use that word here. Yeah. Are you married?
Hey! 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 Work it! Work it!
Do you have a car?
Work it!
Do you have a motorbike?
Professor! Professor!
Do you have a land, a plot of land?
Hey! Professor!
How many shoes do you have?
Hey! You are prophesying.
Two shoes. Do you have a passport?
Hey!
Don't have a passport.
Professor!
You don't have a passport. Have you sat on a plane before? No,
Work
no,
it.
not plane to Holland. Just Kumasi. You don't sat on a plane before.
Work it. Work
a day will come.
Professor!
You'll be tired of flying.
Amen! I receive!
It's coming down.
Professor!
A day will come.
Professor!
You will stand a few steps away.
I receive!
And your wife will be standing in front of you.
Professor!
Hey!
And when you look at her, from upstairs to downstairs, you will say, man! A day will come.
Professor.
You will send someone to put something in your car.
Hey! Professor.
Not you. You won't put it in the car.
Come on.
You will send someone to put something in your car.
Amen.
And you will say the black car.
Hey! I receive.
Because there will be blue.
Hey!
That'll be gray.
Professor.
That'll be white.
Professor.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
And when you send him,
come on,
he will ask you, Daddy, which of the black cars?
Hey! Professor.
Receive your own now.
Receive
your own now. Some of you girls,
come on,
you have wasted your time on useless boys. That boy who cornered you at Atomic Junction,
you are working it.
You were wasting your time because one day your real man,
Professor.
I said, your real man,
Professor,
will put his hand around your waist.
Come on.
And pull you to him. You won't believe it.
Come on.
That it is you.
I'm
seeing wedding dresses.
Professor. Professor.
I'm seeing wedding dresses.
Professor.
I'm seeing wedding dresses.
Professor.
Whose wedding dress is that?
Yeah.
Receive your own. Receive your own.
Yes.
Receive your own.
Yes.
Receive your own.
Professor. Work it, work it, work it. Professor.
The Holy Spirit
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Has taken me
Come on.
Into 2024.
Professor.
Precisely October 2024.
Hey!
And Come what on. Am I seeing?
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
A Mercedes-Benz four-wheel drive
Come on!
Has just entered the gates.
Receive
your arm!
Professor! Oh, Professor!
It is coming down.
Professor!
They are calling you.
Oh, yes.
You are being promoted.
Yes.
There's a meeting.
Yes.
They have called you.
Yes.
Into an office.
Yes.
You thought it was one of the regular things. No. They are saying that from next month, they are doubling your salary. Receive it now.
I receive it.
I am in October 2025.
Professor.
And some of you are not in shine service. Why are you? October 2025. You are not in shine service. But I'm hearing they are saying, Lady Pastor, Lady Pastor, Lady Pastor. LP, LP, LP. LP, receive your church.
Receive
your church. 2 years from now, you will be pastoring a 200 member church.
I receive.
Some of you are going to have nice members.
I receive.
Mensheric members.
I receive.
Pretty girls.
I receive.
Handsome boys.
I receive.
Anointed boys. Anointed boys.
Prophesy.
But who is that girl with dollars in her bag on Sunday?
Come on, prophesy.
Who is that girl? Are you the one? Receive it.
Receive
it. Receive it.
Prophesy.
It is coming.
Prophesy. Work it.
Dollars in your bag on Sunday.
Yes.
That's extreme.
Yes.
I said that's extreme.
Yes.
Receive your own now.
I receive it.
Anybody who thought that by following Jesus you are going to be poor.
Yay.
You are going to be an abyssy baker. You are going to be a hustler.
Yay.
You are going to be begging. David said, I've been young. And I'm now old. I have never seen a lady pastor begging for a dress, a brother, a percentile leader begging for a shirt. Receive your blessing now.
Receive
your blessing now.
Prophesy. Work it. Work it.
There's somebody
work it.
Standing in front of me.
Jesus.
Satan has a card he plays. He plays it.
Jesus.
And when he plays it,
Jesus,
you can't counter that card.
Jesus, Jesus.
But I give you 3 months.
Oh, professor.
The next 3 months,
Jesus,
you are going to go on a journey.
Amen.
By the time the journey ends,
professor,
when Satan comes,
Jesus,
he will not be able to be near you 1 kilometer.
Hey.
He can't come within 1 kilometer.
Jesus.
Whatever card he has played before, I am announcing.
Yes.
I am announcing.
Yes.
I said announcement.
Yes.
Announcement.
Yes.
Your victory.
Yay.
Your victory.
Yay.
Over Satan.
God, 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 God.
Over sin.
Jesus.
Over hell.
Jesus.
Over devils.
Jesus.
Has been delivered.
Amen.
Clap your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Go and sit down.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, work it.
It is coming down.
Andalabada katabaha. Legadado shapala katabadabaha.
It is coming down.
My dear friend,
Professor,
the bomb can explode.
Oh, yes.
The bomb can explode. The bomb can explode. It's not just a box. It's not some plastic toy. You are that bomb. I said you are that bomb.
Amen.
You know, as I'm standing here, I can smell the presence of God.
Oh, yes.
I can smell the presence of God. Satatuna labahasa. Shkatali sibo de baranda basa. Lady do. Say, I don't know. Nobody has mentioned it to you, but this is the best life.
Oh, yes.
Say, this is the best life.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the best life.
Yes.
I said, this is the best life.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, we have stood there for unbelievers to parade excitement in front of us, to parade fulfillment. When you see unbelievers, it looks like that you have nothing, and those rappers have everything. When you watch the music videos, you see the girls with their buttocks shaking around them. Then you, your own, even the brother standing, but he doesn't even have skin. He's like a pool. But I'm here to announce to you, your end,
Professor.
How you will be,
Professor.
I said, how you will be,
Professor.
How your life will be like,
Professor.
Your home,
Jesus.
Your home,
Jesus.
Hey. Yesterday I went to a church member's house that he's building in the mountains. You know that we've got mountains, but it's the mountains of the mountains. When you stand there, you see in Sao Paulo, not knowing that I went to the wrong house. He didn't go with me. He gave me direction. And I entered this house that has just been built, perched on top of a hill. I entered it. It's not been plastered. Nice rooms. You can see that this house is a very, very, very nice house. An infinity pool.
Professor.
Bedroom here. Bedroom here. It's not even been plastered. It's just built and block work. Oof. Yes. Even in that state, you can smell something. So I called him. I said, what a house. Then he asked the question, did they take you around? I said, no one took me around. He said, there was no one. He said, really? I said, the house is nice. He said, thank you, Bishop. In 5 minutes, no, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, he called back. He said he went to the wrong house. I said, oh. I went. He said, no, you stopped before the house.
Hey.
The house you went to is the house before the house. So I turned. He said, there is someone there waiting for you. The contractor is there. Minia. When I went back and I went past this house, I said, this top. Then I managed to the right. When I saw the house, the first one I saw is like Boy Scouters. The first one I saw that I almost knelt down and raised my hands to worship God. Like head was Boy Scouters. This is dense floors, views, panoramic. I went to a part of that. That is the gym. The gym. He said, your room is in that area. The gym. From today,
Professor,
the village you came from,
hey,
will never smell on you.
Amen.
The house you are staying in now,
Jesus,
will never reflect your destiny.
Amen.
I am here to announce to you,
Professor,
that the Christian life,
Jesus,
is a life.
Hey.
You have chosen to live it the way you are living it. But God bless us.
Ah.
God bless us.
Yes.
Believe me,
yes.
I said, God bless us.
Oh, yes.
You have chosen this type of Christianity. That's why God sent me here. He sent me to you this morning to change the type of Christianity you are living.
Oh.
Because this is not it. What did I just say?
This is not it.
I can't hear you.
This is not it.
I can't hear what you are saying.
This is not it.
This is not it.
Yes. Not it at all.
Like the brother called and said, this is not it. This life, this is not it. The real life is just next door. I'm preaching already. The real life is just next door. And when you see the house, when you see the life, you will wonder why you were kneeling down to worship God in that boy's quarters. I'm here to take you. I'm taking you away. I'm taking you away. Tell your friend, we are going next door. Say, we are going next door. Say, I'm here to take you away. This is not the where you are. This is the boys' quarters Christian life. And we are even clapping. It's okay. Clap for this boys' quarters. It's nice. It's nice. It even has an infinity pool. But the real house, the real life, the real ministry, the real Christian life, the real walk with God. You ain't seen nothing like that. Clap your hands. You are going there. You are going. You are going. And symbolically, I think it's a good thing I did to turn back. Because I was in a hurry to come to church here last night. But I turned back. And the Lord is telling me that it's never too late to turn back.
Yeah.
Go back to the Christian life, but go next door. Your real house is there.
Amen.
Your real life is there.
Amen.
The real experience is not this one.
No.
You've settled for something lower than the original. From the beginning, this is not the house he planned for you. You've settled for something bad. Settle for something bad. I've not seen a house like that before. And I'm over 40 years. I've not seen something before. And his wife told me, my husband said, when he finishes the house and you enter the house and you are not told to sit down, you can't sit down. It's not that normal house like our house, like my house, your house, where we stay. It's not like that. From creation. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eye has not seen. You are looking at the wrong thing.
Professor.
Eye. Nor ear. Not entered into the heart of a man that things. Ask your neighbor, what are we doing here? How did we end here? Ask your neighbor, what is this? Please ask, what is this? How did we end here? Please ask another person, who has deceived us that this is it? Who has deceived us? Tell the person from today, we are moving
to the real,
to the original,
to the proper one.
And tell the person the exciting part, that it's not too far from here. It's not too far from here. There is a step we've not taken. There is a place, just a few steps. We are in the right area.
We are in the right area.
We are in the right area.
But this is not the place.
And this is not the place.
Just a few steps.
Just a few steps.
We'll see the right place.
We'll see the right place. Yes. Professor.
I now understand why God took me there.
Satan his battle. You see, you are not smoking weed. You are not a prostitute. You are not drinking, but he has still deceived you. He's wild, pa. It takes an anointing to show you the real one. Today, I've come to tell you, turn back and let's go again.
Amen.
I said, turn back and let's go again.
Amen.
I said, turn back and let's go again.
Amen.
The real life is just next door. A few steps.
Yes.
A few steps.
Yes.
A few movements.
Yes.
A few steps to take.
Yes.
As it is written, I has not seen. I really like the part they have highlighted. The things. Tell your friend, you have not seen anything. I want to continue the message I preached last week.
Bless you.
The title is Be Open to the Power of God, Part 2.
Hey, I love it.
You see, it is the power of God that takes you to the real house. That's not it. So Paul warned his son that in the last days there will be a type of Christianity that is in the area. That Christianity is in the area. But it never gets to the real house. I mean, if you are sitting in church with the Bible, then this is the area. This is it. I drove inside the mountains. I ended up in the area. But I had not seen the house. And what is sad, mommy, is that I had deceived myself. That I had seen the house. Infinity pool. I went to somebody's house. Some of you, the life you are is somebody's life. Oh. Your own is not this one. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he says, from such people, you see, some of you have the perfect form. And I stumbled upon the definition of power. I saw something I have not seen before. Can I read it to you? Yeah. We are closing soon. I said, hey, very simple. It says power is the ability to act or produce an effect. So you can be doing something, but you are not producing the effect you must produce. You are a lady reverend, But your title does not produce the effect. You have the form. The form is the dress. Canary yellow. In its varied combinations. The form is the color. In my case, the form is the cape and the coupe. The form. But they deny the power. Look at the New Living Translation. He said, they will act religious. But they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from such people like that. I now understand why there's nothing in me to be friends with certain bishops and reverends and Christians. And pastors. I always wonder. I think today I understand. See, when I don't see that you are producing a certain effect, you are not attractive to me. Say effects. There are effects. There are effects. It is the power that produces the effects. I mean, this one is English dictionary. The ability to act or to produce an effect. That's the power. That's all. Don't go too far. Just stay there. That's the power. So you can have the form of a wife. But you don't produce any effect in your marital home. There's no effect. You have the form. And now, literally, the form. The body shape. But there is no one more useless when you walk through town. Everybody looks at your bontos and you're blessed. Your and then two makes men to lick their lips. Who is the one riding this horse? Meanwhile, in the house is a cat. So the horse.
Hey, you are preaching.
Oh, you are preaching. So maybe I can end the message at this time because I can feel that you don't like what I'm preaching about. From today, don't be drawn by forms. You will get something that you can't chew. A form presents itself with titles. I am the Messiah. I am the husband, but there's no useless man in town like you. Today the message is be used, be open to the power of God. consider the possibility. When I say be open to, I mean consider the possibility also. Go after that. It's also a realm. The power. That is, enter the realm of effects. Effects. Because you can remain at the level of Christian, born again, as a title conferring a form, but the power of being born again has been denied. When you say born again, what is the power of born again? Power of born again. The effect. What is the effect of being born again? That you've broken up with that girl. That you are no more with those friends. Those are effects. I was into pornography. I was. When I got born again, ladies and gentlemen, being born again produced an effect. The effect was that the appetite for naked bodies posing, because those days I didn't have access to movies. So it was hardcore magazines, which I had under my mattress. Now when I woke up, I took one for my quiet time. But when I got born again, it produced an effect. I'm preaching. Don't watch it anymore. It's been close to 40 years since I touched a stick of cigarettes. Clean. Because being born again had an effect. Sometimes we call them special effects. How can you be born again and you are still being smooched? You are born again and you are the smoochie. And there's a smoocher. Ask the nearest sister, are you the smoochie? And ask the nearest brother, are you the smoocher? Say effect. Effect. I'm preaching a very important message. You see, on a normal day, we are supposed to avoid you. I mean, if I'm having a meeting, there are certain pastors I should not invite into my meetings. Because the Bible says that from such people, I should turn away. People who have title, basenta leader, but they are not producing the effect. What is the effect of a basenta leader? It means you are leading a basenta. A basenta is members on a bus coming to church. And you are carrying that title, but we are yet to see the effect, the power of the name. You can have the name and then the power of the name. I am the father of this boy. I gave birth to you. What does it mean? It means I pay your fees. I provide accommodation for you. The power of the name means that if you need food, you come to me. And there are fathers here who are not living after the name. The power of your name is absent, but you have the form. I'm preaching, baby. This girl is my beloved. I'm going to marry her next May. What does it mean? What does it mean?
It's not enough to say I am her beloved or she is my beloved. That word beloved means we are belovedosing. We spend time. We communicate. I visit her. She visits me. She knows my parents. I know her parents. I take care, we go and eat. But you are a beloved. When your beloved sends a text, you respond after 2 days. She's on this side. That girl is here, this side. 48 hours here. This area. So the guy who has chosen you as a beloved, his heart is broken. It is in a few weeks he will announce his departure from you. This is my beloved. If I say this, my beloved, I'm giving you the impression, and it ought to be true, that I'm not sleeping with her. But I may be more sexually active with her than you married for 20 years. So it's a form. You see, the power of a beloved is the capacity to remove your hands. Withhold your hands. Because when you are with a girl, the things you hold are many. Okay, I'm not putting on. I don't like that. You feel like I'm a bad person and you are righteous. I am bad, you are righteous. I'm preaching to you. You are making me feel as if I'm a bad person. Like you are good, I am bad. All right, then take the church. Listen to me. It's too much. It's evil. It's evil. To say you are my beloved means that I am actively taking steps to marry you. Even if I'm saying to you that it's in 2 years' time or a year, I am working towards it. I can show you Holland cloth. I can show you beads. I can show you panties. I can show you Ecolac. I've not married you, but you, when you are with me, when you come to my room, you can see stigmata of marriage. To say somebody is your beloved and you are just silent. When she talks, it's like she is proposing to you. I am asking some of you girls to turn away from any relationship that does not confer the power thereof. You are my wife means that when I have a need for food, you must give me. When I want to have sex, you got to lie down and turn around. I can't do that with her. I can't do that with her. But you are my wife. Having the form of a believer. You can go home and watch the television. You will see music videos with dancers. You are not the only dancers on earth. People are dancing worldly songs with music videos everywhere. But when you say you are a dancing star, it means that in addition to dancing, unlike those music video guys, you read your Bible, you fast, you pray, you witness, you serve God. That's the meaning of a dancing star. Otherwise, you are not different from the dancers on TV. The power of a name. Is the power of a name. Move away. Move away from any pastor. Move away from any girl. If you have such a woman as a wife, move away from her. And trust God to take care of you. Move away from her. She's evil. In fact, she's coming to your life. And is pressuring you to commit adultery. Because of that wife, you commit adultery. You will be an adulterer. Move away from her. And have a mind. That's why one day, I counseled a wife. I'm not understanding my counsel. She came to me to complain about her assets name at home. She buys the light bulb. She pays light bill. Pays water bill. Two children, is it two or three, I forget. Pays their school fees. Buys their clothes. The husband is a builder. He gets contracts. Gets money. The money doesn't appear anywhere in the house. I said, wow. So I told her to come. I told her to come with her husband. It was a Tuesday. I remember it because I was about to go and preach. And I needed time to go and preach. So I said, is this the man? I said, yes. She said, say the story again so that it won't be like he has gone behind the man's back to tell me lies to win my whatever. So as the man sat there, they came from Ayikuma. I was the pastor of the Adenta branch. She told me the same story. This is my husband. He doesn't do anything for us. I do this. I do that. I pay for this. I buy this. I get this. Even when I buy the light bulb, I change it myself. Yeah. You see in this service at all? Or his presence? I think his presence. I was in a hurry to go and preach. I said, thanks for coming. Say, how are you doing? God bless you. I told her, from today, imagine that he's dead. The man, I said, this man, think of him as a dead man who sometimes resurrects to remove your panties once a while. But when it comes to the care of these children, this your daughter and this daughter, think of this man, I'm saying, think of him as dead. The man couldn't believe it. I said, you are a dead man. You have the form, but you are denying the power and the responsibilities that go with the form. By the way, they are still married today. They are still married. She is married to a dead man. She has removed life from the man in her head. She is happily moving around. Because they are widows. Who need a man to hold them? You may not know. They miss a holding. So if you are a widow and you have a man to hold you, enjoy both worlds. Enjoy it and be the holdee. From today, I am announcing that any name on you will reflect in the power and the ability to produce effects. Amen. You say you are a worship leader. Where is the presence of God you are worshiping, leading us to? You just have a name. When you stand there, you are just a singer with a good voice. That's all. The power to usher the church into God's presence. That by the time the pastor mounts the stage, there's confusion everywhere. People are screaming. People are lying down. People are rolling over. The power. I want to share with you 7 powerful effects the world is waiting for. I'll give you some 1 or 2. I want to announce for anybody who has come for the first time today, we are not renting this hall. It's our own church. You may not know, as we are walking around here, there is power. There is power here. There ought to be, I should say. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 22 that you do err. You do err. Not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. Anybody whose life is devoid of the power dimension has erred. You have deviated. King James. Matthew 22. You do err. Not knowing the scriptures. Not the power. It's the power of God that drives boys away. It's the power of God that stops the sex. It's the power of God that stops the alcoholism. It's the power of God that makes you unavailable to predating young men who want to use your breasts, your vagina, your buttocks, your face to brag that you are one of their body counts. When people see you, they should recognize power. Any girl here who has allowed a young boy, a smooth talking boy, to override your life because you are powerless, you are not a practitioner of the effects. Today marks the end of that nonsense. The power part is what lands us on the real grounds to see the real house. And when the multitudes saw him, Matthew 9 and verse 8, they glorified God. When the people saw her, when they saw Cynthia, when they saw Brian, when they saw Emilia, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power. You have power to come out of those friendships. You are not powerless. John 1:12 makes you not powerless. You can have the power and not use it. There are sockets all over. You can have a blender and still not be able to blend your nyadwa. They marveled. That a girl like you, who has nothing, even lunch is a problem. Once a while, your friend will help, your friend's mother, your auntie. I mean, you are there, but you have nothing. You have nothing. When normal girls change panties, you have been wearing the same panties for the past 7 years. No matter how your size has changed. But you are still not giving in to the advances of married men, of predators, of useless boys. You are still keeping yourself pure. That is the power that glorifies God. And when people see your life and they hear your testimony, they must glorify God that a beautiful girl like you is still a virgin. Power. The first power, the first effect we must see in you as a believer. Maybe this is it. It's our church. It's our church. The first effect of the power of God we expect to see. You see, the title is Be Open. You see, like somebody can say, oh, I'm not open to that discussion. Like you work in the bank, then I am bringing a major mining company to Ghana to mine lithium. Then I approach you. Oh, see you, how's work? La la la. Well, I'm bringing an Australian company, and I just wanted to know whether you could be one of the managers of the sites. We've got some two sites in the country, one in the eastern region, and we are getting a concession, but I felt that you could manage. He said, no, I'm not open to that discussion. I'm not open to that discussion. I'm a married man, but wouldn't you mind being a second wife? I'm not open to that discussion. When it comes to the power of God, you must be open to that discussion. In Latin, we call the power of God a sine qua non, without which not. Without the power, you are not what you say you are. That's what we say. It is a sine qua non. Sine qua non. Without the power, you are not a wife. Without the power, you are not a pastor. Without the power, you are not a shepherd. Without the power thereof, you are not a husband. Without the power thereof, you are not a believer. You are just a fake Christian. It's a sine qua non. The power of God. It's a sine qua non. Without that, you are not. The first effect. Deuteronomy chapter 8. New Living Translation. Okay. The Holy Spirit says that I should make the number two number one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Or it's an angel who spoke to me. He says I should lay the right foundation. I'm not laying a good foundation. So the first effect is in John chapter 1. We are going there. The first effect of the power of God is the effect of being a genuine son or daughter of God. Not a church member. There is something in being a son. If you say you are a son, and we don't see certain effects, you are not a son. You are a fake son. But as many as receive him, to them, to them. Not everyone. Only those who received. How many of you have received Jesus? How many of you have received Jesus? Now. There is something called the effect of being a son. When I say son, I mean daughter. Don't write a letter to me. Don't send a text to me. A true son. I'm giving you now 5 effects of a son, which you need power to live out. Number one, a son can be sent. A son of God. Power to be a son, it means it is power to be sent. And when you are sent, you go. You go. I want to ask you, mommy, what mission are you on? Then you don't have the power to be a son. There cannot be a son who cannot be sent. Then you are not a son. That's why you need power. You see, the power to be a son is the power to walk, to run, to go. You see, if you don't have the power to go, you can't be a son. A son goes, and you need power to go. So he gives you power to be a son. That is power to go on errands. What errand are you on? Ideally, as a son of God, you should have gone to a place to preach. I went to a place to preach this morning. You are fake. Look, accept it today before you become shocked. One fine, I think Christ will come on a Friday or so. Yeah? You are fake. And when you are sent, your mission is in the context of the house you live in. Not just any sending. Because it is a father who sends a son. And he sends the son in a house. And the thing the son goes to do advances the life of the house. So if you are here and you are doing rural evangelism for the kingdom of God, that's fine. But you are not a son of this house, because as a son of this house, your errands must benefit us directly. Some of you have been in this church for 10 years, but you are yet to be a son. Yet to be a son. You are a member of this church. We preach to you. We visit you. We pray for you. There are pastors who come around. What are you doing for the church? No, I'm asking you. What is it you are doing that benefits the church directly? That you go somewhere and what you do there benefits the church? I'm asking a question. Can send you from a bus center to a choir, or leave the choir and go and pastor the Dancing Stars. I mean, okay, let's ask the question again. Has anybody sent you? Has anybody in the church sent you? As you sit here, you are a person we have to avoid. You are a dangerous person. Are you on a mission in the church for the church? Yes, you are. Are you on a mission in the church for the church? Yes, you are. Are you on a mission in the church? Are you doing something? For God so loved the world that he sent his son. Anybody here who is not doing anything for the church, are you doing something for the church? Are you doing something for the church? What are you doing for the church? Sorry, Basanta. What? Worship. Think about it. I'm preaching. You are the type we have to avoid. You are a dangerous person. You have a form. But you see, a son, the John 3:16 son, the Colossians 4 son, is sent. What are you doing? Everything is about yourself. Oh, I'm loving the message. I'm cooking a good meal, baby. Cooking a good meal, baby. I've been sent. I can call myself a son. Can you call yourself a son? A daughter of this house? Who has sent you? What are you doing? That is a result of somebody asking you to go and do something and bring results. The prodigal son's elder brother, he was announced in Luke 15. The first time we see the brother, that's how we know he's not the prodigal son. The first time we see the boy, he's coming from the field, his father's farm. Where do you come from? So you are not there. You're not there. You have entered somebody's house and you are admiring somebody's house. The house I'm talking about, I have an apartment in it. And I'm in somebody's house admiring the Chamberlain Hall. Literally, a Chamberlain Hall. Literally. Wake up. From today, there should be something you are doing. I said, there should be something you are doing that is. That is a result of you being sent. Number two, every son is with his father. A true son is with the father. Paul saying about Timothy that as a son, wait. The father, he has served with me. Some of you sitting here, you are against the church. You are on social media reading nonsense. You are on social media reading any devil who writes about the church. Anybody who writes about useless, you are eating it. And so when you come and sit here, your mind about the church is two. So you are a prostitute because prostitutes are called two. Yes, that's the name for prostitute. You are two. You are not real. You are a prostitute. You are prostituting the church. You are using the church. You are using the church. You are using the church. When will the church use you? You are two. As a son. With a father. Number three. A son serves. Not just on a mission. You serve. And to serve means that what you are doing is not at your convenience. That's a servant. I had a meeting with the choir yesterday. And I asked them, when would you like to have your rehearsal? Some said Friday. Some said Saturday. Some said Sunday. And others said Wednesday. And I sectioned them. And when they finished, I stood up. I said, I am now telling you when I want you to come for my rehearsals. When I mentioned my day, then I asked that, how many of you are ready to be in harmony? All of them raised their hands. I said, oh, cheer. We don't serve at our convenience. Oh, I'm preaching a bad message. You are in the house. You are in the house. You are not saying, what are you doing in the church? Okay, now let's please stop writing. Stop pretending you are writing. Stop it. And ask your neighbor, what are you doing in the church? What do you do? Tell me in English. When you finish, you also ask him. He will ask you, then you also ask him. Get the answers. Useless. Oh, what a beautiful message I'm preaching today. A son serves. What does he say? What does he do? Super center leader, clap your hands for her. What did she say? What does she do in the church? She does nothing. Oh, this is your first time. You are in school. You've now come. So what will you be doing in the church? Maybe the choir. Okay. Take your things and go and sit there. Go. Hurry up. Don't waste my time.
She's being sent.
I'm sending her. Go. That's a daughter of the house. All the high heels, shiny high heels, whatever. She's a daughter. And I'm asking, sir, what did he say? She counsels the young to do what? The young to do what? She's a counselor. Ask her, who made her a counselor? I made her a counselor. Okay, what does he also do? Nothing. Matthew 16 verse 18. He said, I will build my church. A church is a place we are building. It's a building project. You can't be in the church without helping to build. In your, sir, do you have children? Where is? Does he work at home? Like what, sir?
She does the house chores. Nothing.
Can you imagine she does nothing? She enters her room. Sorry?
It's not good.
Is what you are doing good?
Not really, not.
You are speaking English to me. So what will you do from now on?
I'll be working. Give me to do.
Sorry?
Whatever you give me to do.
Clap your hands for him. Look, don't do that. Don't. You are disturbing yourself. You only have a form that you are a member, you are whatever, ba, anything, ba, whatever, ba, whatever, ba. But you are nothing. You are not. Any power that removes non-sons and non-daughters will remove you. Change. How can you be in a church like this? With 1,000, literally 1,000 things. But centers alone are close to 200. And you can't find anything. There are choirs, there are singers, there are video men. They don't read their Bible, but they are doing something. To be in a church like this and not do anything makes you a wicked bastard. I'm a son of Lighthouse. I'm a son. You know, well, I'll give it to you as the fifth, the last one. You see, the four things will lead you to the fifth. So let's do the four. We've done three. We've done how many? Three. Number four. A son honors the father. A son does what? Please don't send a text. The bishop, why are you sexist? Why are your messages are just about men and boys? What about the girls? Please, when I say, okay, please write son stroke daughter. A son, honest. If you don't honor, you are not a son. You are a bastard. The prophet Malachi stated with clarity, both in intent and thought, and even in the grammar. He said, a son honors the father. If I be a father, then where is my honor? Where is it? You honor with your substance. You honor with your presence. You honor with your service. You honor with your demeanor. Your demeanor. When I say demeanor, I mean a son can be blasted and still remain a son. The writer of Hebrews says, who is it? Which son is there who cannot be chastised? I mean, as for you, nobody can say you are doing something wrong. You are in the wrong church. Go to a place where you, if when they see you as some goddess and just honor you and just even your very presence in the church is an honor for the church. Not here. Here, your presence does not honor. Here, your service, your demeanor, your attitude, your contribution is what you are looking for. Your presence. Who are you? Your presence, that we are honored to have you. You are rather honored to be here. The last point that would next week, inshallah, will come to point number two. This is point number what? One. And what's point number one? What's the effect? It's the effect of being a son, a genuine son. The five effects of being a genuine son. I could have said a son can be blasted. You can write it down as your jara. It's a top up. Some of you girls, your father can't shout at you because you've grown fingernails. Not in this church. Here. You bow or you back out. We ain't got no time for no fools, baby. Here we are under authority. That's it. You can tell. I'm sure you ask, but this pastor, where does he get the authority to speak that way? How do I get it? I am under authority. I'm under authority. You, a day will come, you will not be able to send your son. I'm telling you, mark it behind the chair. You have arranged yourself to be somebody so big that we can't even rebuke you. When we say something which doesn't line up with your stupidity, you sequester yourself. You have a face, you have a chest, you have your buttocks. When I say face and chest and buttocks, I mean you squeeze your face, you boost your chest, and you boom your buttocks. I'm talking about the power. Power. He gave them power to become sons. It means power to serve. Power to be with. Oh, I'm with my pastor. The devils on social media, they can't win me to their side. Recently I heard that they have posted my video and were insulting me. I have not even looked at it. They tagged you also because we are one now. We are one. I've not even seen the video, whether I was wearing a green shirt or brown trousers. I've not even seen. I don't have time for madmen. When we were children, madmen were writing on walls. That's what we know. It's now that social media has given madmen a chance to also join us to write things. I ain't got no time. You have time. As I when we were young, madmen were writing on walls. Now it's a wall on Facebook. They are welcome to write. Write what you want to write. I'm preaching the word of God, baby. I'm preaching the mind of Christ. I'm preaching the power of God. I'm preaching the will of God. I'm preaching the mind of Christ. You can go to hell if you want to go to hell. And number five, a son makes sure that he is forever. If you are a daughter, make sure that you are forever. You'll be annoyed, you'll be offended, you'll be broke, you'll be unfairly treated, you'll be nonsensed. But you got to make up your mind that a son is not for 10 years. You marry with four children, I'm calling you, say you won't come. I'll slap you. You won't come. Sorry?
I'm coming.
You will come. You say, you've got a Mercedes Benz and I'm driving a au pair. My father was in his 60s. I'm preaching, sir. He was in his 60s. A wealthy man by all standards. My grandfather would sit in his chair in European town. Give me water, let me point this boy. As you Paul. Go and get a water and come and clean the floor. Foolish boy. Well, he has finished the preaching and was preaching.
We want to hear the rich man.
Rich man. Houses, mansions. This is a small boy. His father had a house in European town. He had houses. I can't start talking about the countries. Let's see. You become an armed robber. He sits down. He calls him. Ato! Mefantasa. To wait. I've run out of Fanta. My father, 60s, he would sit in his Vauxhall, get a crate, and take us, our 7-6, into the car, goes to Takoradi Market Circle, buys a crate of Fanta. And we ask him, Daddy, where are you going? He said, Grandpa wants it. Then, when you're on the secondary road, the coastal, and he's too slow on the road. They would tell him, overtake. And he's just there looking at the car like that. Vauxhall. We get to European town. He gets down, takes his father's minerals, puts it down, goes up, climbs the staircase, and he's just waving his hand. Put it somewhere there, put some in the fridge, and get me some ice cubes. A 60-year-old man. You are 35. I can't call you. You said you won't come?
I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Okay. Mommy, a daughter is not for 40 years. Hello? A daughter is not for 40 years. A daughter is not until marriage. A daughter is not until grandmothership. A daughter is forever. A son is forever. A true son goes through offenses, hurts, pain, and remains. Stand to your feet. It's a power. The power to be a son is the power to remain. If you don't have that power, you can't be a son. Because sons, I can't count how many times my mother has beaten me without reason. She goes and comes, my siblings have dirty the floor, I'm the one to be beaten. They have not done this one, I'm the one to be beaten. I said, slap my mother. Hey, my mother will call you and say, you can't come. What did you learn from? You can't go. Lift your hand. This is part one. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be with my church.
Yes.
I'm going to be with my... I'm a son of Lighthouse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Don't pay attention to devils. Don't pay attention to madmen. Then you are a madman yourself. You are a madman. Be open to the power of God. Part two. See, a sensible person has joined the church. A sensible person has joined the church. Lift your two hands. All the media guys, come to my office for Fanta. If you're a man, come. Lift your hands and pray. I will serve. Put the 5 points down. I will serve. I can be sent.
Yes.
Open your mouth and pray right now. Pray. I'll be with my father. I will honor my father. I will honor my church. I will honor my branch.
And
I'll make sure no offense.
Pray.
As I lift your hands and pray, pray these 5 points.
Father, make me a son that serves, O God.
Be used to the power of God. Be open to the power of God. Be open to the power of God. Be open to the power. Be open to the effects. You say you are a son. These are the effects.
Oh, Mandalaba. Make me a son, oh God, that can be sent.
As we close, please close your eyes. I'm going to make an invitation. I'm throwing it out there. Because there is somebody under the sound of my voice who is yet to learn how to be a son. And how do we learn how to be a son? You learn it by giving your life to the son. Yes. Those who are with the son, learn how to be sons. That's the only thing you learn when you are with the son. How to be a son. And you are here today, you are not born again. It's a son who gives power. Power to be in church. Power to read your Bible. We'll get there next week. Power. I'm going to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. This is the first step I want to take. I've been around, but today I'm serious. I've been laughing, I'm happy, but I want to take that decision. Everybody takes it. I took mine close to 40 years ago. And it's your time to take yours. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Wherever you are. If you want to receive Jesus Christ into your life, lift your right hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. I see your hand. Power. Power to become. Power to become. Power to become.
Yes.
Power to be forever.
Yes.
Power to be with the Father.
Yes.
Power to serve. Power to become.
Yes.
Lift your hand right now. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a child of God. Lift your hand high, 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 high. And if your hand is up, wherever you are, keep your hand up. Keep it up. And come to me here. Come. Come. Come.
Come.
I like your t-shirt. There is power in the name of Jesus. Very good. You've come for that power. Power. Power to become a son. Power to be offended and you are still around. Power to be angry but you are still there. Power to be made sad by your father but you are still around. Keep coming. Power. Coming, baby, keep coming.
Hey.
Daddy, daddy, sa serious way. I'm paye beja. Sa serious way. A beja.
Welcoming you into the kingdom, to your pastor, to lead you in a prayer, to bet you and oversee your proper conversion and any devil that comes near these people, any devil that comes near them, to lose, will you lose them? Are you one of them? Are you in the team? Have you begun your fasting and prayer? When? Are you with them? You are not with them. You are denying them today. Oh, sorry. Go and stand by your pastor as he prays for them. Nonsense. And you are the service pastor. Report to the nearest police station.
Those of you in front here, I want you to lift up your two hands, close your eyes. The rest of you in the congregation, do the same. I want every eye closed. This is a very, very, very serious moment. Lift up your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Dear Father.
Dear Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
I know that I'm a sinner.
I know that I'm a sinner.
But I have come to you today. I am turning away from my sin.
I am turning away from my sin.
Please receive me, Lord.
Please receive me, Lord.
And please write my name, Lord.
And please write my name, Lord.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of your son, Jesus Christ.
Of your son, Jesus Christ.
Even though I've done much evil.
Even though I've done much evil.
Today I turn away from evil.
Today I turn away from evil.
And I turn to your son.
And I turn to your son.
To also make me a son.
To also make me a son.
In your kingdom.
In your kingdom.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Now say, Satan.
Satan.
From today.
From today.
I'm turning away from you.
I'm turning away from you.
Say, from today.
From today.
I am following after.
I am following after.
The
power of Jesus Christ.
The power of Jesus Christ.
The godliness of Jesus Christ.
The godliness of Jesus Christ.
Say, from today, Satan.
From today, Satan.
I am walking away from you.
I'm walking away from you.
And I'm walking towards Jesus Christ.
And I'm walking towards Jesus Christ.
Say, from today.
From today.
I no longer serve you, Satan.
I no longer serve you, Satan.
I am no longer a son to you.
I am no longer a son to you.
From today.
From today.
I serve Jesus Christ.
I serve Jesus Christ.
I am a son of Jesus Christ.
I am a son of Jesus Christ.
Oh. Say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands properly. The Bible says that for each one of them, angels are rejoicing in heaven. Those of you who are in front here, look at me. Listen. This is the beginning of a very long journey. Until the day God calls you, until the day you die, you will be on this journey. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some pastors. All right. In addition to these pastors who are standing here, they are going to speak to you right now. But in the weeks ahead, they will teach you a lot of things. Okay. They will teach you. How many of you want to know things from the Bible? They will teach you about baptism. They will teach you about Holy Ghost. They will pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Yes. All right. They're going to help you on your journey. Help you on your journey. For months, they will be with you. Do you like that idea? Yes. So when you don't come to church, they will call you and ask why you haven't come to church. They will come and visit you. When you have a problem, call them. Some of you, once in a while, your old sin will pass by small. Then you call them and tell them that, in fact, today it wasn't easy for me. Because God is helping you. He has brought you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I want to ask you to stay in the light. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. And become a Christian who has power. How many of you want power over the devil? Power over the devil. Yeah? You can speak to the devil and he will obey. Yeah? They are going to help you to become that type of Christian. Do you understand what I'm saying? Beautiful. So I want you to go with them. They are here. Go with them. In addition to these pastors, go with them and they'll help you. Clap your hands for them. Beautiful. 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 Now let me tell you something. For those of you who look at the converts and think to yourself that, oh, these are just small boys and girls, I want you to understand a few things. Number one is that in a short while, the world will belong to them. Yeah. The world will belong to them. Yeah. In a short while, the world will belong to them. That's why anywhere you go, it is they who have the power to change the society. Yeah. So if you look down on their salvation, you have made a big mistake. This church, if this church will explode to 3 times its size, it is young ones like this. It's young ones like this. So the pastors, I want to please ask you to respect these converts. Respect these converts. Respect. They may look like small boys and girls. Respect them. They have the power. I'm telling you, respect them. When you see them being saved, rejoice. In town, they are the ones causing trouble. Yeah. In the areas, they are the ones causing trouble. These ones, they may look small to you, they are the ones causing trouble. So when God pulls them from darkness into light, you ought to rejoice. Clap your hands for Jesus. And take out your communion. You have your communion, take it out. Take out your communion. Hey, today's message, dear. This series, dear. That's why I'll be very surprised if next week you don't come to church. I will be so shocked.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless is
the communion of the blood of Christ.
Do you have your bread?
The bread which bread. We
pray. You know, the theme of power is one of my favorite themes in the Bible. Power, 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 power. And when you think about the cross, they are thinking about power.
Yes.
That's where the power originates from. The series Bishop is preaching is a communion series. It's a communion series. Because it's power. When you see blood, you know that something extremely strong is in the system. As you eat the body today, you are receiving power.
Amen.
Power to be a son.
Amen.
Look at the things that it means. It means that you, when you are a son, you will be around always. When you are a son, there will be movement. You go to places because you will be sent. Yeah, you will be sent. You go to places, you will be sent. You will also send. You will also send. As you eat the communion today, you are receiving power.
Amen.
Power. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat it,
I recognize the power of the sacrifice.
The power of the sacrifice
on the cross.
On the cross.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat it,
I receive that power.
I receive that power.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
It will sustain you for 40 days and for 40 nights. When I see the blood, oh, when I see.
Now
the
lift up
blood,
your cup. You know, blood is the final. It seals everything. When blood is spilled, there's nothing else to be said. There's nothing else to be said. That's why when the king sacrificed his son on the walls, the army that was attacking him, they just turned around and went back. Said, no, this thing that he has done, it's too much. This is too much. It's too much. So when God sent Jesus Christ to shed his blood, suddenly the demons realized that this is too much. This is too much. Today, as you drink this blood, power is entering your life.
Amen.
Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of
Say,
Jesus Christ.
Say, as I drink it,
as I drink
I receive
it,
power.
I receive power.
Power to be a son.
Power to be a son.
Power to overcome sin in my life.
Power to overcome sin.
Power to live properly as a Christian.
Power to live properly as a Christian.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your two hands. You are receiving power over a sinful life.
Amen.
Over a sinful life.
Amen.
Something you couldn't say no to.
Jesus.
Something you couldn't say no to.
Jesus.
From this moment,
oh, Jesus,
you are receiving power to say no to it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A girl here after church.
Jesus.
You are going to delete the boy. Not
yes,
a boy. The boy's number from your phone.
Jesus.
And block the number.
Amen.
You watch him.
Amen.
You will not even believe that when he calls and you have blocked his number, he will not believe that you have blocked him. He will wonder whether you are going mad. But you have received power.
Amen.
Lift your hands and receive power.
I receive
power to live righteously.
Yes.
Power to live properly.
Yes.
Power to live an upright Christian life. Receive power in the name of Jesus.
I
will pass over.
And now receive power to be a son.
I receive.
Receive power to be a son in the house.
I receive it.
Receive power to be a daughter in the house.
I receive it.
I said receive power to be a daughter in the house.
I receive.
Receive power to overcome contrary voices.
I receive.
Voices that are trying to separate you from being a son in the house.
Jesus.
You are receiving power over those voices.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
For the sacrifice of your son,
yes,
Jesus Christ on the cross. The power it releases. We receive that power into our lives.
Oh, Jesus.
Make us a people walking in power.
Amen.
In power. In the power of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap Hallelujah. Your hands. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.